Hello, can I help you?
Need a ride?
Hi, yeah. Thanks a lot.
I saw you standing there, but just barely. You need a white shirt or something, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. It's cold.
A light-colored coat or something.
A sign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Sioux Falls.
Big city. Well, I'm only going to Mitchell. I can probably get you most of the way tonight.
Oh, that would be great, I'm telling you.
Just throw that stuff in the back.
Okay.
Been out there long?
A few minutes.
Minutes, somebody just drop you off?
I've been walking.
Just a lonely place to walk, that's all.
Yeah, it is.
Well, welcome aboard. Have to ask you something, though.
Oh, okay.
Just, I don't usually pick up hitchhikers.
I understand.
But, you know, of course, you know, gets lonely and long on these stretches.
Uh-huh.
Well, long story short, I'm down to about a gallon, and I just don't have a lot of cash ready, so...
Oh, man, fine, sure, yeah, I can chip in on that, that's fine. Yeah.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
There's a station straight through the park here, about 70 miles. I figure we can just make it to there.
Oh, great, great.
Jesus, just barely saw you, huh?
I know. I need to make a sign, I guess. 70 miles, that's quite a hike through the park. You sure you got enough gas to cook through? I mean, Farmingdale's only about 30 back.
No going back, you know. Always advance, never retreat, huh?
That is a good smell. You got some coffee in here?
Yeah, big cup.
It smells like one of those beaneries. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, it smells good.
It was a good cup.
Oh, well, it's your bag.
No, just the coffee.
No, I guess I've been smelling your bags of coffee beans in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff. Mocha Java, French roast, Viennese.
Yeah, it's coffee. Bags of coffee. I don't keep a lot of it.
Oh, you sell it?
Yeah, I sell it. Go around, you know, different stores, sell them some coffee. Handy, too, on these long stretches. Just pop a few more Java beans. You're going another 150 miles like nothing.
I bet. So how many bags you got here?
Whatever you see. You like this car?
It's nice.
You should hear it starting up, though. It sounds like a friggin' elephant. This car screams like she's been shot on startup. Something with the AC.
Yeah, sounds like it.
You say they can give me a new AC, fix the whole thing, but then I gotta spend a lot of money, put it in the shop, and I'm not taking that risk. Cars are like old ladies, you know. Once they go in the hospital, they're never coming out, you know. I don't trust those mechanics.
My name's Ben.
Oh, I'm Jim. Lucky I came along needing the gas money, right?
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, plus the fact I love Kojak. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you kind of look like Kojak, right? Or the King and I, you know, Yul Brynner.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
You joined in the hair club for men?
I shaved it.
I figured. Gives you that dangerous look, hitchhiking. But be real, it's just as dangerous to get picked up as it is to pick them up, you know? You know?
Definitely.
You ever feel threatened by somebody picked you up?
No.
Never?
Nope.
I don't mean anything. I just don't think I could do it. I admire you. You never felt like there you were in a car at night with some guy, might be a nut, and you don't know who he is, don't know if it's really his car, if he's really from where he says he's from, if he's really going where he says he's going. You're totally at his mercy, you're like a prisoner.
No, I never felt like that.
Well, you're a big guy, I guess.
Should I feel like that?
No, well, I didn't mean to put you off or anything, no. Where are you from?
I am tired.
I'll stretch out, I don't mind. Where are you from?
I was in Denver a while, and I wanted to see Mount Rushmore before I went back east. You ever see that?
I can't miss it. But not Sioux Falls.
Nope.
Oh, you said back east, and I thought you meant like Boston or Chicago or something.
I fixed cars, actually.
Oh, well, I could use you, I bet. No offense on what I said earlier about the mechanics back there.
That's all right.
So, what do you think's wrong with this baby, huh?
Mister, I don't know.
Oh, I know. I got off on the wrong foot, I guess. I'm sorry. Seriously, though, what do you think is wrong, just by the sound of it? What do you think?
I think you're probably right. I think it's your AC, but nothing smells too bad, and I'd have to look under the hood to know for sure. But, I bet you're fine, Ed. You're fine. I wouldn't mind a car like this myself.
You think we'll make it to Cactus?
What's Cactus?
Next gas station.
You said we had enough gas.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. Man, that's black. The moon. Nothing could grow here, it looks like. Doesn't it look like the soil's all burned? Ash?
Yeah.
No trees, no nothing. Makes you glad to be out, glad to be driving, glad to be free. Makes you want to be a cowboy, doesn't it? I'm sorry, you sleeping? You awake?
I'm not sleeping.
Doesn't it make you want to be a cowboy, rope some cattle?
Yeah, it makes me want to be a cowboy, but not in the same way it makes you want to be a cowboy.
Why's that?
Because you sell coffee. You drive around, look at you. I mean, can you imagine actually being a cowboy? What would that mean 150 years ago? You think there's nothing now. Then you got your horse and you got to ride all alone. Let's say you're going from here down to Mexico, let's say. Let's just say. I mean, it's you and the horse. And nothing else. Look at this. Little stalactite mountains, and then it is flat. Nothing. No one. I mean, that's fearless.
Hey, you know, I can ride a horse. I've ridden.
Well, great. But, I mean, you talk about being a cowboy. You'd have to have no fear. Just live for 1 second at a time. You know, confident that eventually you'll get somewhere. You're out in the open. You and God. You know, you got to actually have faith in something. Just pick one direction and walk through. I mean, it's easy for you and me. You know, we got the Rand McNally. We can say the world is not flat, and pretty soon we'll hit Cactus, you know. But for those guys, no maps, no man's land. I mean, forget the cows. Cowboys. Fearless.
Yeah.
Or maybe fearful. Maybe whatever's behind you is more scary than what's in front. Maybe you just got out of someplace, wherever that might be. That place is worse than anything that could be in front of you. Think you could do it? If you had to? If you had to, you think you and your coffee could just cross 1,000 miles of barren land all by yourself just to be free?
Do I don't
you
know, really think okay?
That? I thought you wanted to talk. Come on.
How about some music?
KBAD, the Badlands' only mountain of rock and roll. Biff Ball with you on a Wednesday night. I got a lot of good stuff queued up, but first, got to do a South Dakota Sheriff's Department advisory. Lock your doors, folks. Bolt the windows and join the NRA, because we got another escaped convict on the loose. The convict should be on foot, it says here. Well, should be incarcerated, actually. But the convict should be on foot and should be considered armed and dangerous.
Jesus.
But they think they'll catch this one quick, kids, because they say this con's pretty unusual. Bald as a monk, and even better, get this, the convict...
Hey, I wanted to hear that.
Sorry, I'm trying to
get it back. Let me do it.
I'd rather hear music anyway. Listen, watch the road. I'll find it.
A well-diversified portfolio.
Here it goes, the Bible. How switching the mind of the people, which I think is diabolical.
Well,
it certainly is.
You know, I know you don't believe me, probably, but I can't find it now.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You know, yes, I'm bald. Yes. You know, you got a nice little landed strip on your head, too. Don't come looking at me. You're losing it naturally.
He was about to say something else. What do you think he was about to say?
Maybe he was about to say the guy's a 50-year-old lightweight driving an imported cow patty shaking down hitchhikers for gas money. Maybe that's what he was going to say.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. If you were a con, you would have took my car already or something. You didn't have to hurt me. Just leave me near the road. You could have took my car.
You know, let's change the subject.
Sorry.
Jim. Oh, yeah, Jim. Your name's Jim, right? All these forms on the floor, all these business cards are for a guy named Dennis. Coffee salesman.
Okay. Look. Yeah, okay.
Seriously, is this you?
I'm going to see my girlfriend, you understand.
So who's Dennis?
I am.
All right. You don't have to tell me anything.
You're the one who changed the station.
Forget it. It's really fine. Because, you know what? You're one of those flabby cons. You just sit and read science magazines the whole time. Armed and dangerous. Well, you stole a car, I'll give you that, but I don't call this dangerous.
Okay, we tried. This isn't working out. As soon as there's a shoulder, I'm going to let you out.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you got some miles behind you. It's over.
Listen, not that I care what you think of me, but I am not the guy. I've been hitchhiking out there. There's nobody out here picking me up. I'm just going home to Virginia. God, you know, call my folks. I need the ride.
Well, you can understand my position.
Well, just take me to the gas station, please. Take me to the gas station at least. Come on. I won't get the cops involved. I will not.
Hell, I'm not the guy. I sell coffee. Don't reach in that bag. Keep your hands. Hey, I want to see your hands.
Listen, don't slow down.
Get your hands out of there.
Don't touch me. Keep going. Don't pull over.
I'm
ow!
Sorry, but you can't grab the wheel. I'm letting you out. Now
see.
You can get another ride.
No. Look at the road. Don't look at
the
road.
Get your hands off the wheel. Don't do that.
Hey, you stay on the road. You hear me? Stay on the
get
wheel.
Your foot off. It's
get
my
off
car. Get your foot off my foot.
No, listen, just go faster. That's what I'm doing.
Let
just go faster.
Go.
Let
off the wheel. There's a car. Oh, Jesus. There's a car. Let go.
Give me the wheel. Give me the wheel.
Get off me.
You should break. You should break.
Oh, my God, you're going to kill me. You're crazy.
Shut up.
You're crazy. You grabbed the wheel. I must be nuts. You're him. You tried to kill me.
I'm bleeding. You're all right. You're fine. Look at you. Shut up. What about the other car? We got to check the other car.
You check it.
We both got to check the other car. Now, get out and come with me.
Jesus, that's a crazy angle.
Oh, maybe we can tip it back over. We gotta tip it back over. What are you waiting for?
You keep going. You go first.
What do you think I'm gonna do?
Nothing.
Listen, it was both of our faults. Somebody might be hurt in there.
Both of our faults. Both of our faults. Jesus. Oh, man.
The hood's like a paper ball.
We can't tip it over. We'll go through the top.
Why can't we tip it?
Hello? We might damage it if it flopped over or something. It might explode.
It won't explode. Nobody thinks cars explode. It won't
explode. I'm not tipping it over. Hello?
We're coming in. We're coming in. Hang on. Are you okay?
Get me out.
How many people in there?
Here, I'll boost you up.
Why? I'll boost you.
I'm in here.
If you give me this again, I'm going to smack you. Jesus. All right, stand back. Fine. I'm tipping it.
You're going to smack me. All right, put your hands down. Boost me.
What? Good. You're getting it. Here. All right. Careful.
Yeah. Hang on. We're coming. We're going to pull you out this way, okay? You hear me?
I hear you. Pull me out of here.
Okay.
Okay, you're okay. Hey, put your weight on the back. Balance this thing out.
All right.
Hi, here we go. How you doing? Can you move?
I don't think I'm broken.
Okay.
I can move my leg.
Okay,
I'm
listen.
I'm stuck, but I can move it.
Okay, which one?
My left leg.
Okay, you're gonna be all right. But you have to listen to me. You're listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with somebody. I'm with a man. The man who's out there, there are two of us in my car, okay?
You ran me off the road.
That was not intentional. That was an accident, and it was his fault. He ran you off the road, and we have to talk about him.
Oh, God. What?
You and I have to leave him here. I'm gonna get you out, but you have to help me.
What?
I don't trust him. He's up to no good. He's a bad guy.
Oh, God.
But listen, I'm gonna get you out of here. We're gonna go to a hospital.
Why don't you just leave me alone, please? And somebody else will come along.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I know this must sound crazy.
We're coming out.
You gotta understand, the guy out there just escaped from a prison, and you and I have got to get into my car and leave him
just
here.
Just help me out of here.
I'm gonna carry you to my car, I'm gonna put you in the back seat, and then you have to do something, okay?
I have a cut up my nose.
You have to lock both of the back doors, okay? I'll lock the passenger door and my door, and we'll get the hell out of here, okay? Get you to a hospital. This is for your safety. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
What do you have to do? What do you have to do when I put you in the back seat?
Just leave me here and let somebody else come along, please.
He's not gonna go for that. What do you have to do?
I have to lock the back doors.
Oh! Is she stuck?
Yeah!
Okay, I'm sorry, but that's the way it has to be. We'll get to the hospital, no funny business.
Okay.
Okay. Give me your hand. There you go. Come on out.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. I'll get down to the ground. And you slide down. I'll catch you.
What's he doing?
He's gonna hold the trunk end down so it doesn't tip. Come on. Hop down.
Okay.
Okay, great. Gotcha. Here, can you walk a little? Let's get you into my car. You're okay. You're okay. Can you walk a little? Where does it hurt?
I can walk. Get your hands off.
Oh, man.
What? My nose? What?
No, nothing. He's just surprised by the accident, that's all. Here, just move the bags on the floor. Plenty of room. Okay.
You drive. I'll check her out.
Yeah, get in the other side. Okay, lock up. I'll lock this one.
What are you doing? You want me in the back now? All right, fine. I'll sit in the back with her.
Sorry.
It's okay.
What?
Like, I know all about you. I don't care. This is so much bigger than that. Just let me take her to the hospital. You take off. I won't say anything. I don't care where you go. Just leave me and her alone. Just walk away.
I am going with you. If anybody's staying here, it's the guy who can't even drive the car. Listen, I'll drive.
I'm driving.
Care. All right, then drive.
Jesus. Why don't you leave her alone? We'll get her to a hospital.
You don't have a purse on
her? Not anymore.
Leave her alone. What do you want that for?
ID.
Leave her alone. I told you, what are you doing?
I'm ripping my shirt. She needs a bandage. You don't have any rags in the trunk, do you?
Are you doctors?
No, but you're fine.
Are you police?
We're taking you to the hospital.
Are you the police?
No, but you'll be fine.
This is...
What?
A nice car.
Where is she hurt?
Her head. It looks like she racked her head on the steering wheel. There. You'll be fine. You'll be fine, honey. You'll be okay. Just sit. Yeah. You know, this must have been the way they treated people when the cowboys were here, huh?
Just leave her alone. We'll call from the gas station.
This kind of goes along with what I was saying before, with these kinds of accidents and worse, no hospital.
Why are you talking like this?
This is what fearlessness is. No
safety
net.
Shut up!
You're crazy.
Hey, she spoke. Yeah, you're right. He's crazy. He made us crash.
That's not... Hold up.
What? That's not what, miss?
That's not true. Cowboys were scared. They were scared of Indians.
I'm Ben. That's Dennis. We think. We're not really sure what his name is. I think it's Dennis. What's your name?
You ran me off the road, Ben.
I didn't run you off the road. It was him.
I'll get to him. You going east?
D.C. He's going to Mitchell.
So you're giving your friend a lift to Mitchell?
He must be feeling better. It's my car.
Yeah, it's his car. We don't know each other.
I need a new rag.
Sure.
This one's soaked.
Here, tip your head back.
Keep talking to us, honey. What are you doing out here by yourself? How old are you?
You hear about the prisoner?
What prisoner?
I mean, when was the last time somebody interesting lived around here?
Maybe you should lie down.
But you know he's loose?
Makes it exciting a little.
Exciting?
The fugitive.
So you like this guy?
Him?
No, the maniac guy. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, I like him. The maniac guy makes life exciting.
Cut it out.
It does, don't you think?
You don't want to meet him.
Maybe, maybe not.
Wow, you're kind of nuts. You probably would have wrecked that car with or without us, right?
I got a driver's license.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, maybe you're looking at the maniac guy.
What
How about
if I
that?
Am? I'd want to see him. What if I liked him?
What's wrong with you?
He's out there. He knows something nobody else knows. Who he is. He's active and alive. And you're from around here, aren't you?
Me? Yeah.
Yes, you are. Rapid City, I'd guess.
Yeah.
But not you. You're from California.
Close.
Where?
Virginia.
Oh, I was close. See? You wouldn't know here in Rapid City. You've been here too long, you and your wife. But this prisoner, he's a different guy.
I'm not married.
Well, you know what I mean. He's alive and moving around. It's sexy, isn't it? Ah, but you're not the guy.
Hey, people fool you.
All right. We've got a few minutes. Fool me. Prove you're him. Break into my house, you maniac.
I don't break into houses.
Oh, come on.
How's your nose?
Stopped. It's better. So tell me, how would you break into my house?
I'll tell you.
All right. You tell me.
That's not what makes me a maniac, and that's not what'll prove it to you.
Wait, driver's turn.
Okay, I'll tell you how I'd break into your house. Your house in particular. You got a stove?
Everybody's got a stove.
And everybody's got a window by their stove.
I got a big one.
Big window. Big window with a big lock. But you never lock it, do you?
I do.
You mean to, but you never do. Not that window. Because you need to open it so often, right? You lock every other window in the house, nobody locks the kitchen window.
I do sometimes. Do you?
I don't have a kitchen.
Why not?
Wait, this is a trick. You're a cook or something, right? A caterer or a chef. You know a lot about kitchens, but you don't know anything about actually breaking into a house, about actually being a maniac. Come on, right?
That would make you feel better, wouldn't it? Ask him.
Dennis isn't a maniac. Dennis is a salesman. He's got business cards.
Maybe Dennis isn't even Dennis.
You sell coffee.
Oh, that's what that is.
And he's not bald either.
Bald enough. And you're a cue ball.
He's a mechanic. He's going back to his mommy and daddy in Virginia. And he's an escapee. Where'd he get the clothes?
Where'd I get the clothes? You got a suitcase in back, don't you? Think about this. Camper driving along. Family. A guy alone. A woman alone. Plenty of suitcases. Plenty of little culverts to ditch the stuff you don't need. Has the horrible ring of truth, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he spends a half hour telling me he's pure as the driven snow, and now this.
Forget it. This is a sword fight. Oh, this is so disappointing, neither of you.
No. Especially not me.
No.
No, I'm not that guy. You wouldn't want me to be.
Get up here. Sit up front.
I just cannot manage to prove I'm an inhuman monster.
What do you want?
Just sit there. Sit there like that.
Leave her alone. Listen. Listen, maybe you're not the type to go to the hospital, but I'm at least going to drop you there.
She's not hurt so bad.
She should take it easy, and yes. She should at least report the accident. What are you doing?
You didn't need this anyway.
Don't go any harder than that. Just undo it.
Hey, sit back up where I can see you. Hey,
oh, hey,
leave her alone.
No self-respecting maniac would be on the bottom. Come here.
Watch the thing.
Yeah, right. What are you doing? We're almost at the gas station. We can call ahead to the hospital. Sit up. Get up here in front. Come on. It's right up there. Sit up here.
You don't need that. You
this
don't
is what
that.
Cowboys needed out on a lonely prairie, huh?
Oh, my God.
A squaw, their own little Indian.
Hey, I didn't think that came off. Jesus, I didn't expect that to come off. Ow, 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 ah, ow, ow, oh, oh, oh.
What are you doing to her? Let her go. What are you doing to her? Oh, God.
Fill her up, ma'am?
Ma'am?
Haven't heard that in a while. Makes me feel like an old lady. Yeah, fill it.
Nice car.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you hear about the escapee?
No, what?
Yeah, Sheriff Oakes was through here a bit ago. Said they're pretty sure she killed a whole family up north at reservation.
When was this?
Just earlier tonight. Pretty wild. It'll be in all the papers tomorrow.
Oh.
Sheriff asked me to keep a lookout for her, you know, a little white subcompact.
Uh-huh.
Not really looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, geez, must make you nervous.
Well, I don't think she'll come through here. She's headed for Mexico. That's the other way. You haven't seen anything, have you?
All I saw was road pies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be 19 even.
Here you go. Yeah, road pizza.
Yeah, you'll get caught up in your tires sometimes.
Oh, I know. More dangerous than escaped criminals, huh?
Yeah. Well, here you go. Safe driving now.
Thanks. Next big town's Mitchell, right?
Yeah.
Think they got a wig store there?
Sorry, what?
Roadkill. With Jeff Ward, Doug Bost, Chris Hatfield, KJ Sanchez, and Ken Munch. Script by Doug Bost. Produced for WBAI in New York City by Union Signal. This is Discordia.